Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz with you on a Football Friday. It's Friday at 3, which means we're joined by Elliott Shore Parks. This Elliott Shore Parks call-in brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks are so cheap, cheap. Hey, Elliott.
What up? How you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing great,
what
man.
Up,
we're just analyzing Jack's almost accident from last night on the air. We found the video of it. It'll be out very soon. We're very excited for it.
There's video of it.
There's video. There's video.
Oh, I look forward to retweeting that.
Yes, yeah, that'll be
might be the most viewed video.
Yes, yeah.
WIP is. Right?
Yeah, you can
That's
see
the
panic.
Golf meltdown, yeah.
Yeah. All right, Elliott, first, some injury updates. Where's Cam Jurgens at?
Yeah, so Cam Jurgens talked today, and he did say he doesn't know if he's going to play. He said he's still day to day. He has been taking, you know, the first team reps at practice for the part we've been able to see. So I think there's a good chance he does play, but the injury report will be out in about an hour. I think there's a decent chance he's questionable, and he'll see how he feels after, 3 days of practice. But of all the injury guys, I think he is the only one that'll truly be questionable. I think the rest of the offensive linemen will play.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about Lane because he went out, then he came back in, but I saw that he wasn't for sure for Sunday, but you think Lane will play?
Yeah, he was a full participant in practice. I'd be pretty surprised. And I really do think the magnitude of this matchup, especially since it's a game where it's viewed as like two very physical teams, I think the linemen are really going to want to be out there. So I think they'll all play. It would be my guess, but Cam would be the only one that's up in the air.
You know, I saw, and we'll ask you about another Vic Fangio moment in a moment, but I saw Vic Fangio for the first time sort of indicate, he gets asked, it seems like, not every week, but frequently, whether there's a chance that Cooper ends up on the outside, not just in base, but all the time, and having Michael Carter playing slot. It seemed like he sort of not caved on it, but his response looked a little more like that is possible than it isn't. What do you think ends up happening on Sunday? Is it Bennett? Is it Adoree again? What do you think happens on Sunday?
So I agree. I thought the way he talked about moving Cooper to the outside this week was the first time I've thought he legitimately is entertaining it and not just kind of entertaining the question. The way I view it now is I think if Adoree Jackson struggles, they will go to Cooper on the outside and they'll put Michael Carter in at nickel. I think it's keeping Cooper on the inside has always been about two things. One, they think he's really, really good at it, and they're correct. He's one of the best nickels in the NFL. But it's also been they don't have anyone behind him. And they seem to think really highly of Michael Carter. Vic Fangio spoke really highly of him. Howie Roseman called him an elite nickel when they traded for him. So I think they would feel comfortable putting him in there, especially after having a few more weeks of practice. But this is a tough matchup for Adoree. The Lions have really, really good receivers. Now they'll go in the slot quite a bit, so Cooper will see them. But I think if Adoree is struggling, they are more comfortable now putting Cooper on the outside.
Ike, what do you think of that?
Nah, I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
And I won't like it. I mean, they can put him out there, and listen, the kid will do his best. I just don't think that's where he's best served at playing. Now, and I think they would only do it in an emergency where these other guys are getting torched so bad that they're like, well, we got to put him out there, right? Because the fact that they've traded for other corners and they continue to play the other guys and Coop still hasn't gone out there, I think it has a little more to do with it. They don't have anybody to play the nickel position because it's not like Coop is shutting down anybody in the slot. If you're getting cooked on the outside, then you will put a guy out there you think that could cover him.
Yeah.
Because that's when you get hurt the worst at. You get hurt more by the guys on the outside going deep down the field.
Yeah, I also think, like, I agree with you. I wouldn't like putting Cooper out there. And part of the reason is I think you're pulling him away from the action. And he's so good in the middle of that field against the run. But the other thing, too, is I know we think of the outside corner spot as more important than the nickel spot. And, you know, maybe it is. But Cooper spends a lot of time against these top receivers. You just think about the past year. He was on Ja'Marr Chase on a fourth down play last year in Cincinnati. He was, against Justin Jefferson. I know he got pulled outside there, but he was still against Justin Jefferson in a big-time play against Minnesota. Week one, in fourth down, CeeDee Lamb, he's covering him down the field. So just because he's not on the outside doesn't mean he's covering the third worst receiver. He spends a lot of the game covering one of the top two guys.
Yeah, it depends on the offense. It depends on the offense. I tell you, agents and outside corners don't think a nickel corner is just as important as the outside guy.
Yeah.
So it's a reason why those guys make the money they make on the outside versus the guy on the inside.
It's a long way away, but the Cooper DeJean contract negotiation is going to be very, very interesting. Like right now, it's easy to convince him and to convince, you know, the team, like, hey, he's better on the inside. But when it's time to pay him, you know, he has played at a very high level. So this is obviously not a right now problem, but it'll be very interesting to see what that contract negotiation goes like.
Now, Elliot, speaking of Vic Fangio, I have to ask you about another Vic Fangio moment. It's actually an Elliott Shore Parks moment where you were playing defense. Jack, could you play what happened at the press conference, the Vic Fangio press conference yesterday?
Corian, you had mentioned...
Hold on, real quick.
As a coach.
Ooh, he kind of put you in your place there. Good.
As a coach, how do you go about
it? So, Elliot, you putting John McMullen in his place, telling him essentially to shut the hell up while you ask your question, and Vic calling it out. What are things okay with you and McMullen? Or, you know, what's going on there?
When you wear the championship belt, you know, as the insider of the year, sometimes you just got to. No, I mean, the funny thing about the press conferences is, and you guys probably hear these from listening to them, like, everyone yells at the same time to try to get their question in, and you just have to be forceful. And I'll give McMullen credit. He is probably the best there is at just talking through. So when I started to ask my question and I heard it was him, I knew he wasn't going to stop. And so I had to say, wait up a minute. But he is elite at winning those battles. So no, he's a good guy.
I love the ooh.
I know.
He
put
you in your place.
Yeah.
So Elliot, as usual, as most of your appearances, I got to ask you about a tweet of yours. Where,
naturally.
Yeah. Where you said essentially everyone on offense is having a good year this year except for AJ. Now the Eagles are 24th in the NFL in yards and 12th. In points, that is per game. How is that? And Saquon's having one of the worst years of his career. How could you sort of frame it that way? The offense has not been good.
Yeah, so I meant the passing game. Obviously, Saquon's not having a good year.
Okay.
But I just think it's worth noting, Devontae is going to probably have a career high in yards, and Dallas Goedert already has a career high in touchdowns. So while I understand that AJ is not happy with how the offense is playing, and to a certain degree, I think AJ is correct. You know, I don't think he has to step out and be, you know, like the victim he thinks he is in terms of falling on the sword. Like, no one's really asking him to fall on the sword, but he is correct. The offense needs to be better. I just think it's worth highlighting that, you know, Devontae's probably feeling okay about things are going right now. I'm sure Goddard is in a contract year. He's got 7 touchdowns. He might end up with, you know, as many as he's had the past 3 or 4 years combined. So AJ's correct. The passing game has to be better, but other guys are having good years. I mean, Jalen's on pace for 30 passing touchdowns.
Yeah, he is. It's weird because when you watch it, it has been in fits and starts, right? It's been halves and a game or two, but it hasn't been the entire year. I think Jalen's played good this year. I would say that the stats probably are better than he's actually played overall. Is that fair to say?
Well, I think the way you said it is true. It's been in chunks, like the second half against the Rams, the second half against the Vikings. He was really good against the Giants, the first half against Tampa. So, like, there, you know, not every quarterback is great all game, every game. So I'm sure we could say that for a lot of quarterbacks. But I would agree that if you told me right now he was on pace for 30 passing touchdowns, I would think it would have looked better than it does.
So what do you think the offense looks like on Sunday night? Because it seems like they are intent on trying to be a running team. It worked for 1.5 games. You know, it worked against the Giants. It worked for the first drive against the Vikings. It didn't work against the Packers. What do you think we get? Do we just get same team trying to do same thing on Sunday night?
Well, yeah, what they get is a really interesting question, because one thing, like, the Lions play a lot of man coverage. That's like what they've done all year. And naturally, you hear that and you think, well, the Eagles will throw the ball because the Eagles are really good against man coverage. AJ and Devontae are at their best against man coverage. Jalen's at his best against man coverage. But one thing that has happened all year with this team is, you know, the defense plays one way for 8 games, and Jordan Mailata tells us this all the time on the Mailata show, that they get one thing for 8 games, and then the game starts, and they see something that they've never seen before. So in terms of what they'll do, I think it's hard to say, because so many defenses have shown them very different looks than they normally do, and then the Eagles have to adjust to what they're going to do. So I would think they would want to throw it. I don't think the Detroit secondary is that good. They're dealing with injuries. DJ Reed is coming back off IR. We'll see if he plays. I know the injury report will be out in a little bit. Terry and Arnold is in the concussion protocol. We'll see if he's able to play. So they're banged up there. And I don't even know if those players are that good, to be honest. Like, Terry and Arnold's okay. So I think they have favorable matchups in the secondary. And the Lions defensive line is good, but I wouldn't say they're great. So I think it's a good game to throw it, but they'll see what the Lions give them.
All right, Elliot, what's your prediction for Sunday night?
Mm-hmm. Man, this is a tough one. So I think this is the only team that I can remember since the Niners in 2023 where I think they walk into the game like just as tough as the Eagles. I guess you could say the Ravens last year. That was a good one too. So I think this is going to be a really big test for the Eagles. It's a test for the Lions too, but I think I want to see how the Eagles respond to the Detroit, like, physicalness, because I think Detroit's going to want this more than the Eagles. I think they're more motivated than the Eagles are for this game, just naturally not being the champion, needing to prove themselves. So I think it's going to be super tight, but ultimately where I fall on it is the Eagles almost always win, and they're at home. They win in this type of game all the time. So I think the Lions offense is better than the Eagles offense. I think the Eagles defense is better than the Lions defense, though, and I'll pick the Eagles to win the game.
I'm going to just leave you with this, E. I'm glad you picked the Eagles, so I won't have as sharp a tongue with you when I leave you with this, because you picked the Eagles. Good by you.
Thank you. This
is for everybody else. The 6 Lions wins that they have, the Bears at home, the Ravens without Lamar Jackson, the stinking Cleveland Browns, the Bengals without Joe Burrow, Tampa Bay, and the Washington Commanders without Jaden Daniels. That's what I'm just saying. Those are the teams they've beaten this year. They've lost to the Packers, they've lost to Kansas City, and they lost to the Vikings at home.
That's a good point. I mean, I think no team in the NFL has a better resume than the Eagles do right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, just in terms of the competition that they've beaten. So, yeah, I agree with that. I do think the Lions.
I think the Lions put up good numbers, but when they have to play in a big game, I haven't seen them show up in the big game.
Yeah, and the Eagles have consistently shown up. I also think I heard a little bit of the open. Like, I feel better about the team now than I did prior to the AJ Twitch stream thing. Like, I thought it was the first time where I thought maybe this could be a distraction. Just being down there the last 2 days, I really don't think it is.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Sure. Fine.
Hey, man. Yeah, listen, the Eagles rally around this stuff.
They do. I'll give it to them. Like, they have found a way to make it feel that they feel like nobody believes in them right now.
Okay.
And like I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, they're
like,
2.5-point favorites on Sunday night. So
again, I'm not saying what I think.
Yeah.
I'm saying I think they have convinced themselves into like everyone is questioning us. And for a team that holds the Super Bowl title and is 7-2, like, That's it's a crazy thing to do, but I think that's how they feel.
All right, Elliot, you can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcasts. You'll get one right after the game. You get one every single weekday. It's pretty good. I would recommend it. All right, Elliot. Thanks, man.
All righty.
Yep. Talk to you soon.
There he is, Elliot Shore Parks, 215-592-9494. Get to your calls right after Jack tells you about the Philly Formation Contest. Everybody calls it that.
Get game day ready with Miller Lite and Jameson Irish Whiskey, proud partners of the Birds. All season long, you can register at bars and restaurants across the area for the Philly Formation Contest. Your shot at some incredible prizes. A Birds game experience with Brent Celek. A game day party at your house, hosted by me. Two Weber grills from National Appliance Warehouse, plus gift cards from Acme Markets and Fine Wine and Good Spirits. And don't forget to enjoy the Philly Formation drink features every Birds game day. Stop by Fainting Goat in Glen Olden for the $8 Miller Lite and Jameson shot special with their goat pizza, or visit Barnaby's in Aston for their $9 special with their Barnaby's macho nachos. That's Fainting Goat in Glen Olden and Barnaby's in Aston, the place to be for every Birds game with Miller Lite and Jameson. For contest rules and details, visit 94WIP.com. Must be 21 or older, and as always, celebrate responsibly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
215-592-9494. Mike in Detroit. You're on WIP. What's up, Mike?
What's up? Happy. How you guys doing?
What's up, Mike?
By the way, I'm on your sister station. I guess the midday show railed on me today for some strange reason. I have no idea. I got a call from my sister and said, they're making fun of you on WIP, but...
Oh, I think they check in on the shows out there.
I think they checked in on the Detroit show.
Oh, yes. On the midday show, not the afternoon show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I know. I think it was something because we had I was in substituting. We had Campbell on this week, and he was telling a story how he loves playing in Philly and how intense it is, and once Strahan scored a touchdown when he was at the Giants, and somebody threw a bottle of or a can of spit juice on him, and I guess they thought it was BS or whatever.
That's a great station there, our sister station in Detroit. That is a big station.
Yeah, I'm going on there this afternoon.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
After our show.
Yes.
Who's going to coach your alma mater next year?
I don't know.
Is it you?
Yeah, it won't be me.
Okay.
Unless I'm bringing all of you guys with me.
Yeah,
I'll
coach.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Born in Philadelphia, I've been in Detroit 36 years.
Okay.
And when the two cities play, I kind of root for Detroit now, but I still love the Eagles, and I'm going to go see the Sixers tonight, even though I hope they lose the Pistons. I think the Eagles are going to win because I think the Lions, as much as they do, and you're right, they really want this game, but they are really banged up, especially as you guys mentioned, the secondary. And their offensive line is the biggest difference, I think, between them this year and last year with Ragnar.
They looked banged up last week.
Yeah, but they were playing. Look who they were playing, Ike. They were playing the Commanders.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
And by the way, Lamar did play in the one game that the Lions did beat.
Oh, was he in that game? Okay.
Yeah, but yeah.
Is that the game he got injured in? When did he get hurt?
No, I think it was the week after or 2 weeks after.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, but I think it should be a great game. They are looking forward to it. They always have a chip on their shoulder. And you guys would tell me, because my friends back in Philly – always say, you know, we love the Eagles, obviously, but we kind of like aren't the Lions like America's team? F the Cowboys, because the Lions are likable. Everybody loves Dan Campbell.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have an A-hole.
The Chiefs are America's team.
Yeah, but does everybody like the Chiefs? People like the Lions.
There's so many.
I think people have grown. You think people have grown tired of the Chiefs?
I think there's a lot of bandwagon Chiefs fans.
Oh,
the same way. When
we
were younger, the Bulls bandwagon fans, the 49ers bandwagon fans, and then the Patriots.
Don't get the Cowboys.
Cowboys, of course.
In the 90s, yeah.
Yeah, I would still say I think the Chiefs are. I think everyone sort of in the back of their mind says, if my team can't win, I wouldn't mind if the Detroit won because I think that, but I don't think everyone. I don't think there's lots of like Detroit fans all over the place, I think Buffalo and Detroit, everyone thinks in the back of their mind, hey, if it's not us, it would be nice if one of those cities got it.
Okay, so maybe the Lions are America's B team.
Yes.
Because they're fun to watch.
Yeah, they are. They for sure. When they're rolling, unless it's against your team, that is a fun team to watch.
Yeah, and like I said, they're not dirty. Their offensive line has beat up their secondary. I don't think Arnold's going to play, obviously. DJ Reed probably won't play. Amik Robinson is iffy. And the other one is Laporta. He's got a back problem. He didn't practice yesterday. He's not going to practice today. So that would be a boon to the Eagles not having one of the best tight ends in football to go up against.
All right, Mike.
Oh, well, we don't need that.
Yeah, yeah. You can tell him to stay home.
You can tell Gibbs to stay home, too.
If you want. All right, Mike. Appreciate the call, man.
All right, Mike.
Thank you.
It is always nice.
I do remember that Baltimore Ravens game now. Wasn't that a Monday night, Jack, or a Thursday night?
I think it was a Monday night.
That was a big game. I do remember that.
Wait, which one are
Detroit,
we?
Detroit beat Baltimore. Okay. I do. Yeah. And Lamar was playing.
Yeah, I think the
was the night that you had Jamison Williams in your matchup, and you thought
and he didn't. Yes,
it was the first drive.
Yes,
yes, that's back when my team was a threat.
Now look at them.
Yeah,
they're Ricky Pearsall away though.
They're Ricky Pearsall, Malik Nabers, Cam Scadaboo, Garrett Wilson. Get it straight. I lost a lot of guys.
He did lose a lot of players.
I lost a lot of guys. Let's just be honest about things. I think it's neat. Maybe we should start doing it more. I always like getting the perspective of somebody who is
in that city.
Because people criticize this for us. It's really just that we're not paying enough attention to it. Mm-hmm. I think we don't really think too much about what's going wrong with the good teams that we're playing. You know, their fans are worried about it the same way worried about our team. Yeah.
Yep.
All right, 215-592-9494. The question today, between Tuesday and Friday, has your confidence been shaken in the Eagles? It has for me. It's been the AJ thing, and it's been our experts on the air very worried about their offense. Baldy worried about the offense. Mayock worried about the offense. I'm sure he's going to be mad at me for repeating that like six different times. Shiel worried about the offense. Has your confidence been shaken? It has for me. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, Tornado Shapiro's game day forecast. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah.
Just a good old boy. Never meaning no harm.
There we go.
Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day I was born. Straightening the curve. Flattening the hills.
Yeehaw!
Someday the mountain might get up, but the law never did. Making their way the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jack pulled us back in with 3:30 Country today. With one that Ike and I are familiar with, at
come
least.
On, man.
Hell yeah.
Daisy Dukes.
Dukes of Hazzard, man. Yes, Daisy Dukes.
Yeah. Come on.
Come on.
Come on. Speaking of coming on, it's 3 o'clock, or 3:30 rather, on Friday. So we get Tornado Shapiro's game day forecast, the world's most accurate weather forecaster, according to him. What's up, Tornado?
Yeah, I'm Renee Jackson. A minute 30 to me.
Oh, boy. Tornado.
Minutes.
Whoa. Yeah.
Go now. Oh, hey.
Yeah, you don't have a minute fella. 30. Sorry.
Hey, fella, you got the Flyers, the Sixers, the Eagles all in play this weekend. The battle for NFC supremacy. Stay home, Shady McCoy. There's no snow in the forecast on Sunday night. Free A.J. Brown. Music, please.
Mix the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
Yeah. That's got a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Everybody knows I held down the PM weather for more than 15 years at first at 5, Channel 20, Detroit. I love the Motor City. Practice my stick shift all over town. Come on!
All right.
Yeah, there went a gal by the name of Brianna the Bronco. Ike likes the Bronco. She was built Ford tough. You remember them? Remember the Model T? Brianna was the Model T and A. Hello. I tell you, after she handled your dipstick, you were good for another 3,000 miles. Giddy up! Clear and cool tonight in Detroit. Low 40 degrees. Get out your jumper cables. I got a beauty coming in from Detroit this weekend. I hope the airlines get their act together in time. The only thing I got to worry about after that is getting her past John Clark at the airport. He'll find out soon enough. She's got a lot of baggage. Ouch. Sixers are in Detroit tonight, and the Lions are coming to the link. People want another Shady McCoy snowball. I knew a shady weather gal once. She was sneaky McCoy. Over at Channel 6-7. 6-7, she'd toss your snowballs around and melt your icicles. Clear and cool tonight in Detroit if you're outside scalping tickets. We're out in Detroit one night. Oh, Club Taboo. It was me, Ike, Darius Slay, Larry Brown, Lance Parrish, Kid Rock, Rodney Peet, Golden Taint, and Warren Moon.
Golden Tate, not Taint.
Ain't quite what he used to be, but he did have good hands. Nobody knew that better than Madame Marie, the palm reader. She got arrested for telling fortunes better than me. Sunday night, cold but no snow. My best performance in the snow, thanks for asking. It'd probably been across the river in Windsor, Canada. I was outside Cheetahs with a talk show host by the name of Passionate Paula Peters. Well, we decided to reenact the scene from The Christmas Story. Poor gal got her tongue stuck on a frozen pole. Fire engines were called. Things got messy. Saturday, partly cloudy, high 55, low 47. That's a 50%. That's a 50-50 shot right there. News from the Philadelphia Mint this week. No more pennies.
That is correct. The United States is going to stop making pennies.
Oh, my God.
Thank God. Yeah.
Some people like the pennies. I know some people are upset about this, but the penny holds no sentimental value to me. How about you, Spike?
I couldn't give 2 cents about the penny.
Atta fella, I'm with you. I dated a gal named Penny. Talk about a hard body. You could bounce a quarter off her ass and get 2 dimes for a nickel. Come on. Don't go changing for me. But she was bad luck if you found her turned upside down.
Okay.
Tonight, the Flyers are in St. Louis. Warm day out there, high 77 in St. Louis, low 44. And Saturday, they're in Dallas. It's 83 and sunny, 63 degrees at night.
Those are NHL games. You know they're both inside, right?
It's where I do most of my best work. Indoors. In Dallas. Inside the book suppository. I know a librarian down there.
No, You're not there. Just finish up the forecast.
Sunday, showers in the morning, 40% chance of rain, 50% chance of pain. Low 40 degrees, penny for your thoughts, 50-50 chance of snow in your drawers. Check your oil, your ass is leaking. You heard it here first. Tornado Shapiro, music please.
Oh, low-hanging fruit tornado today.
My goodness.
Yep.
He ended that with a bang.
Yep.
It was like a fireworks show.
Yep. Yes. Yep. Big explosion at the end. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Engagement season is here. Let the pros at Mark's Jewelers help you select the ring of her dreams and on budget. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Do you go number two after noon? After 12 p.m. What do you...
No. Put that out. Oh, my goodness.
Well, I want to see how it go.
Yeah, I'm a no. Costos is a no.
I'm mostly a no, except okay. For last night.
Ike, what do you think? Well, yeah, what do you think the poll is at?
Oh, do you go to the bathroom? Yeah, who doesn't go to the bathroom afternoon? Yes, I would say the majority is yes. Let's go 70% yes.
75% yes.
Yes.
But that means 25% no.
Which is shocking.
Yeah. It's just I'm pretty regular.
I'm just impressed at how quickly Gossos made that observation.
What?
The observation that it was late at night.
Oh, yeah.
He clearly thinks about it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you can tell. I'm a routine guy. Oh, Costos is a routine guy.
Yeah, he has a facial to put on every morning.
Yeah, he has to get
in the gym at 5.
Yeah.
Well, oils himself up before his hits. You know, he's all oiled up. Costos. 215-592-9494. Brahim in Jacksonville. You're on WIA. What's up, Brahim?
Yeah, what's going on, Spike? Okay. So let me I got a couple bones to pick with you, Spike.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. So first of all, you seem to be the type of person that easily like wavered. Like, yeah, I feel like you take what happens in the last game and you let it shake you, or you let somebody, you know, say something to you and it shakes your confidence.
No, I actually think I'm quite the opposite. I actually think I'm very hard to change my opinion on something, which is why it was so big for me on Tuesday to say, you know what, fine, the team just wins, it doesn't matter how it looks. But the reminder from the experts we talked to this week about the offense, and the reminder the AJ thing is going to be here all year long, is what has made me less confident. I don't think I waver that much, to be quite honest with you.
Listen, I think when it comes to the Eagles, you do, but that's okay. All right, so all right. Maybe I'm wrong, but this is what I will say. I'm not, like, don't try to put that on people, because I know you said that it's going to be a tell-the-truth Friday. Listen, what I've come to realize, and Ike might not remember this, I know Fritchie does, I was a worst guy. I hated her. I hated when they drafted Hurts. But one thing that I came to grips with, and he's just shown it too many times, and this team has shown it too many times, they are gamers, dude. When it comes to the big game, the bigger the moment, the better he plays. The bigger the moment, the better the team plays. Everybody said last year when we played, everybody was scared of Baltimore. Everybody was scared of KC. Who else was it last year? That little stretch.
The Rams. You had to go out there to the Rams. Yep.
Yeah. And every time they show up, dude. So my thing is this. I think we just have one of those dudes that plays to the moment. Like, he just does. You know what I mean? So, and the team seems to follow suit in those moments. More times than not. I'm not saying every time. But more times than not. So, I'm not shaking at all. I think we win this game. I don't know how much we're going to win the game. I ain't predicting a blowout, but what I will say, we're going to win this game. They're going to be ready for it. The last thing, Spike, when it comes to the Sixers.
Yeah.
You said something the other day. Stop, y'all. You said something the other day that infuriated me.
Oh, no.
You said that the LeBron Heat were good for the league.
Yes, they were great
and
for the league.
This made me think, okay, Spike must have not been a Sixers fan until the process. Were you a Sixers fan before the process?
Yes. There's a blog floating around from when I first started writing about them. I went to every game of the Eddie Jordan season and wrote about almost every game. I was a Sixer fan.
Like me and you, you're 48, I'm 49. I'm talking about from little kid stats. Like your dad was on Channel 6, right?
No, he was on 3 and he was on 29.
3 and 29.
Yeah.
Now, your dad annoyed me from a child. I used to tell my dad, I'd be like, why is that Wolfman so mad?
All right. Forgetting about my dad for a second. Well, the reason that I said the Heat were good for the league is because it gave the league a villain, and they were also beatable, which they showed. So it was good for the profile of the league because casual fans would tune in because they wanted to see if somebody could beat the Heat. Now, I think what it spurred was bad. Like what happened afterwards with the super teams and guys going all over the place, that I don't think was good. But I thought while those Heat were there, that is the last time I remember everyone talking about the NBA. That was almost 10 years ago at this point.
Yeah.
So I think it was good for the league in that it made people care about the NBA. It wasn't good for the Sixers, you know, but it was good. I thought it was good for the league.
That was my problem. It was no good for the Sixers. Dude, we had no chance.
Well, we didn't have a chance anyway.
We could have had a little bit of a chance.
No.
Lou Will hit one shot. One shot. Relax.
Yeah. No.
Listen, the bottom line is I hated that team. It was weak. And because I'm a Sixers fan, a lifelong Sixers fan, it pissed me off to no end. So, yes, no. So that was the bone I had to pick with
okay.
you. But stop being scared and get behind the Eagles. Man.
All
stop
right. Playing. Well, I'm behind them. I'm just scared. Thank you for the call, Brian.
You went to every game of the Eddie Jordan year?
Probably 30 or 35 of the games. Mm-hmm. There was what happened was I asked for a press pass for one game, and Mike Preston, the PR guy at the time, I was working for YSP, he gave me a season pass. And I was like, well,
you may as well use it.
I'll just go to the games all the time. I don't have anything else to do. And I went and I started.
You weren't married?
Yep. I started my own blog. It was called They Gave Me a Press Pass. And I wrote about almost every game. I was writing about why aren't they playing Maurice Spates more. They should fire Eddie Jordan. All that kind of stuff.
What year was Eddie Jordan? Is that?
11. It was 09, 010, 09, 10,
yeah,
something
I think
like
we
that.
We're still. Like Eddie Jordan was when the Sixers were still with us.
Yes.
On 6'10".
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494.
Eddie Jordan. Oh, I don't need a point guard to run my offense.
Oh, yeah. Princeton offense.
The Princeton offense. Princeton,
yeah. I remember he benched. So Elton was hurt. Then he had Elton Brand coming off the bench. What are you doing, man?
Eddie Jordan.
Yeah. There were good players on that team. Yeah. But, Lou Williams is on that team and Spates and.
Will always be one of my favorite players.
Oh, great player.
Yeah.
Great player. All right, 215-592-9494. Jack, you know, if somebody is sitting at home and they're like, my kitchen appliances just finally need to be updated. I hear Jack and Spike talking about National Appliance Warehouse all the time, but when should I go? When should they go?
Obviously, you need to go right now.
Why now?
Because the Black Friday mega sale is already underway at National Appliance Warehouse.
But Jack, Black Friday is not for a week and a half, 2 weeks?
They don't care.
Okay.
Yeah, they're just like, we're going to start it early.
Okay.
It's great. So they always say that Black Friday savings aren't what they used to be. Well, that's not the case at National Appliance Warehouse. They've already started it. They're ready for you. And you can get up to 40% off on over 100 brands, including Whirlpool appliances. So that's great. You know, discounts and savings. So National Appliance Warehouse always has you covered when it comes to getting the best price. Not only do they have great savings events going on like the Black Friday mega sale, but they also have Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse. Instantly updates price tags all throughout the store. Tax Free Delaware also helps as well. They're in Wilmington and Middletown. On top of that, you're going to get the right appliance. We mentioned Whirlpool appliances, but they have Sub-Zero, Wolf, Cove, all the big brands, over 100 brands in their 15,000 square foot showroom. And then on top of all that, you're getting an industry leading service team, truly values your time. They're there to take care of you. You have a good time when you're dealing with National Appliance Warehouse, and you'll have a great experience. So learn more at nationalappliancewarehouse.com or hurry to their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
Jack, the video is out of you. We did find the video of you almost losing it in your pants in the studio last night.
And
it is on the WIP social media accounts right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can see it in your face. You're jumping around a little bit. You're talking to Buzz about how you got to get out of there.
We've all been there.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Tweeted all my followers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Me too.
Great.
Me
awesome.
Too. Yeah. 215-592-9494. Herb in the Northeast.
Oh, Jesus. What's happening there, Spikey?
Hey, Herb.
Let's get ready for the big game. What do you say now?
I don't know. What do you say?
All right, the trenches. Here we go. We're going to make them blocks, double blocks. Here we go.
Oh, dibbity doo. Dibbity doo, ribbity bop, bibbity boo.
There he goes.
Yes, sir.
Touchdown, 64 yards.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we haven't seen that. Who's that one to?
Yeah.
Saquon Barkley breaks one 64 yards.
Hey, crack left, crack right, 46.
Hey, look, we got a big game this weekend, let me tell you. Okay? The defense is coming. The defense, the line, the linebackers. We ain't going to give Goff enough time to throw. 1, 2, 3. We're going to sack them. We're going to hit them. Make them fumble the ball.
Hit them high and hit them low.
We're gonna go.
You think Herb knows the fight song?
14 points.
This would be good to find out.
14.
Hey Herb, I have an idea.
Yeah.
Could we all sing the Eagles fight song together?
Dude, I'm driving right now. You know,
you're on the phone.
I'm driving.
I'm driving.
Who
in
is
this,
that?
Electric vehicle. You know what I'm saying?
You're screaming about hitting him high and low. I'm just asking you to sing the fight song.
You're literally called. You're talking to us.
With all your might.
Not even close.
Fly, eagles, fly. On the road to
fly,
victory.
Fly, eagles, fly.
On the road to victory.
Fight, eagles, fight.
Score a touchdown.
Touchdown. One, two, three.
One, two, three.
Hit them
low.
Hit them high. And watch them eagles fly.
Hell yeah.
Fly.
Eagles.
Eagles fly on the road to victory. E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles!
There we go.
Nailed it. Are you driving other people right now?
Yeah, there's somebody in the car.
We're going for number one.
Hey, is the other person in the car, if you need to be rescued, just scream help.
Number one seed, bro. Number one seed. That's all you got to remember.
Number one seed, buddy boy. Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy.
What are you going to do, Spike?
Dippity-doo, skipperoo, lippity-doo.
I got to get one of them jackets that Tanner McKee was wearing. What do you think, Ike?
Yeah, I think that looks sharp on you, man.
I saw them. I think they're $99.
Yeah?
I just bought the new hoodie. New era today over at the pro shop.
Oh, Eagles hoodie?
Yeah, Eagles. It's a new one.
What'd you get? What'd you do? Camouflage? Did you do camouflage?
I paid 64 with my discount.
Why do you get a discount?
I get a discount because I work here at the arena. That's why.
Oh, Herb, your connection's real bad. We got to go. Sorry.
At least you got the fight song out.
Yeah. CJ in Texas, you're on WIP.
What's good, fellas?
What's up, CJ?
What up, CJ?
Hey, so Fritz, the 232 pop song today, were you inspired from yesterday to picture me rolling? Was that your whole thing? You had to get to the bathroom?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. No, I kind of just have labeled Friday. Picture me rolling at 2:30. Yeah. It's a good
picture
Friday
song. Picture me squatting. Okay. That's what Jack
said. Yeah, nailed it. Yeah.
Hey. Now, Spike, it's unfair that you keep getting on him about the music because you've made everybody listen to Creed for your plus.
All right.
You told us it was going to come to an end. It did.
CJ.
We finally got some Tupac.
No.
And now you're telling him he can't listen to
hold
country.
Up. CJ. Do you know how many different music things there are on the show every day? There's like 15 of them. There's only one Creed.
But we got to listen to it. I'm just saying, Spike. It's the one thing that he picks. He likes country.
Yeah. Do you like country?
Hey, I pick some country songs. Okay. Hey, I told Ike I was going to sell some country music to him. We talked about this a couple weeks ago.
All right.
But you like the updated version, like the up-tempo country music.
Yeah, what do you call it? Hip rock?
Hip hop.
Hip hop.
Like R&B and hip hop all messed in one. So it's cool.
All right.
Now, hey, Tuck got me kind of – he said something earlier. Was like, hey, he didn't want to go this season, but how he watched the game last season, how it took away. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, I believe in the defense.
Okay.
Now, it is hard to look and see last week what the Lions did, and hey, they coach saying, hey, I'm going to get my guys the ball in places and let them do their thing. Mm-hmm. So we're going to see how Vic lines up with that and try to knock him in the mouth. I don't even want to go with the offense, but I do want to call one thing out. The thing with AJ, Tuesday after the game, when y'all came on the air, mm-hmm. the whole spiel was about what would AJ say. So it was a whole show, and he hadn't said nothing.
Hold on. Not on our show. No. Tuesday's show?
Tuesday, the day after they won the game?
We talked for maybe 5 minutes about AJ and the final play. That was about it.
Yeah.
No, I will go back and watch it because I tried to get in the car because I was like, man, hold on. He hasn't said nothing and you still
dude,
didn't.
No,
oh,
you're.
No, he's talking about, I know what he's talking about. It was a moment in the show where we got into our conversation and that's when I said he hadn't said anything. So I don't want to, react as if he said something already.
Oh, sure. But we were talking about the final play and whether he had. Yeah, but honestly, CJ.
But the show wasn't about
that.
AJ.
That might have been 8 minutes of the show.
I don't even
honestly.
Know if it was that much.
Yeah, five minutes. Most of that show on Tuesday was honestly about how good the defense was and how I had just sort of come to the conclusion that they'll find a way to win.
Yeah.
I think you are.
You heard
no
that
offense.
Portion of it.
You heard that portion, but that's not what the show was about.
That wasn't the show, yeah.
Now, I will say this. As far as we just find ways to win, I would love that. I do think far as like how through history I've looked at all the NFL and all the great teams that people talk about in history, I've always wanted to be those teams. When we almost had the sack record a couple seasons ago, I was like, man, if we get the sack record and a Super Bowl, we're going to be talking about through history. Last year, I wanted the record. We'll be talked about through history with the Super Bowl. So when I look at all this talent, I do want it to be a thing where we just dominate. So I do feel a way that, like, we don't dominate on offense to measure up with the defense just to be like, hey, man, that Eagles era of football was unstoppable. They had the names, they won, and they had the talent. So that's one of the reasons why I think sometimes when people just say, oh, but they were just winning. It's like, man, I want to be able to hang my hat on something. I want to just dominate. I want to just do that. So I am going to take a step back. But when it comes Monday, if we don't win this game and the offense doesn't show up a certain type of way, I don't want to hear nothing about AJ saying something. I don't want to
CJ.
AJ hadn't been saying
CJ. CJ, we can do all the complaining about the offense that we want. That's what we do as fans and even us as talk show hosts, but we don't need the players doing it. How about keep it in-house and get it fixed? Blaming somebody and complaining publicly isn't going to fix it. How about focus on getting it fixed on the inside? My biggest gripe would be keep it in-house. Keep it in-house. Like the public, we don't need to see it. We don't need to hear about it. We know you're frustrated. We're frustrated with the offense. We understand there are plenty of people that have sided with AJ and said he should get the ball more. But this draws attention to just to him saying, I want the ball even when the team is winning. It distracts from that. So I'm okay with him being frustrated. Man, Kevin Petullo said they seemingly talk every day. What the hell are y'all talking about?
Yeah, he's hanging out in the office.
Yeah, he's hanging out in his office. Like, I don't know. Like, get it fixed with the coaches. Like, that's where his issue is at. Get it fixed with the coaches. Bringing it to us, CJ, isn't fixing it. It's just complaining about it. Bringing it to the public doesn't fix it.
I misspoke on how I said it. What I'm saying is, I don't want the people who just say, Jalen just wins. If we're not able to move the ball, if their offense is able to move the ball. Because if the defense, I don't want it to be decent things. If their offense gets off, I don't want to hear what our defense did show up. Mm-hmm. And then if our defense, like I say, if their offense gets off, we have enough talent on offense to be able, should be able to match theirs. So I don't want it to be the same where Jalen just wins. He's just a winner. But then if
you expect him to dominate Detroit?
It's not so much. I don't care about dominating. This is the hardest stretch. We got the hardest schedule.
Okay, I'm just saying, but if they win 20-17, is that good?
It's we won.
Yeah.
We won. And then all the Jalen people are going to be like, he just wins. But I'm saying, if we don't win,
right?
I don't want to hear nothing. The defense didn't show up, and this, and, you know, the AJ was talking. It's supposed to be they holding up their side of the ball, too. If he's supposed to just win.
And so you're saying you're looking to blame Jay. You're saying that they don't win.
I'm not looking to blame. I'm just saying I don't want that built-in stuff of, well, you know, AJ was talking, the defense didn't do this. If he just wins, we should win. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
All right, CJ.
I'm going to take Chuck's.
His method of watching the game. Yeah.
All right, CJ.
We got you.
All right, CJ. Jaws joins us next. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming to your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.